This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Celebrate the holidays in a grand way by booking your holiday getaway today. Visit GrandHotelCapeMay.com. We'll be there live a week from Friday for our last official live show of the year, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Joining us now, our man Bill D'Agostino. He is from the Media Research Center and Newsbusters and all-around great guy. Bill, first of all, I forgot to ask, how was the Black Tie Gala last week?
It was good. It was good. It was a good time. Nice. I didn't get a chance to scold Reagan Reese for you, though, so I think that I'll have to wait for next time. But
no problem.
I just want to address the Border Patrol hat that I'm wearing, too. this is not a case of stolen valor. This is just, we're in the season now where all of the group chats, if you're not a football fan, are basically ruined by everybody just talking football 24/7. So I said, okay, forget it. I'll support my favorite sports team in the meantime.
Okay, good.
That's all I'm doing.
So your favorite sports team being the Border Patrol of the United States of America.
Very good defensive line.
way better than the Eagles yesterday. That's for damn sure.
That's what I hear. That's what the group chats tell me anyway.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for that. I can't see it for some reason. I don't know why. My YouTube thing is just spinning in a circle. So I don't know. Maybe I got to close it out and reopen it again. But there you go. I see it now. Okay. Very cool. Where does one get one of those hats?
I've actually got a buddy that does administrative work for them. But he said you can just order them online, too.
Nice. All right, good. And what was the joke from Adam Carolla? If anybody gives you any grief for ice, just put an N in front of it. Say it's nice.
There you go.
You got that, which you can always do as well.
No, it's nobody gives me grief. It's just like when I go to Home Depot now, nobody wants to help me for some reason.
Well played. Well played. Excellent. So let's begin. There's a lot of craziness. You have Time Magazine start. I didn't even know Time Magazine was still around, to be honest with you, Bill. The first time I've heard their name was when I saw your clip here.
Yeah, I know. It's that was surprising to me as well. That could almost have just been the topic in and of itself. But apparently a group of independent researchers, which we all know what that tends to mean when the media go expert shopping, right? It means mm-hmm. they're not independent researchers, probably Soros funded, although I haven't looked too much into it. But they did a civic freedoms report, and lo and behold, determined that the U.S. is actually becoming an authoritarian country.
Oh,
very disturbing stuff. Although also for them, I actually just did a civic freedoms report of my own, which I have right here. This is peer reviewed. I ran this by my peers and they reviewed it. It says that Time Magazine sucks. So I don't know. I mean, your move, Time.
And your peers are better than their peers, all right? Let me just say that.
That's what I think. That's what I think, yeah. I would agree.
All right, well, let's take a listen. Time magazine went expert shopping and found a team of credentialed morons who have determined that Trump is definitely an authoritarian. Take a listen.
Oh, I apologize. Oh, yeah. I didn't have a clip for it. It's just the topic. I've got the I've got the title. The title here, though: U.S. showing signs of rapid authoritarian shift. Civic Freedoms Report warns, and it's this organization called, I'm not even sure if you're supposed to pronounce it Civicus or if it's C-I-V-I-C-U-S or Civic U-S. I don't know, but they're not a U.S. organization. They're like international, so I don't know why there's a U.S. at the end there. But this is. I don't know. I just thought it was like the most perfect illustrative little moment of the experts, right? In scare quotes, right? I mean, this is what expert shopping is.
I was going to say that, you know, they did put Hitler on the cover once. They should put Trump back on the cover again and, you know, say authoritarian of the year. They like to do that. So why not?
Right. Right, exactly. Yeah, and the fact that it's like it's Time magazine citing these people, it's like, yeah, of course, right? Of course that's what the group of experts found, right? Because they're your experts, because they're the experts that Time magazine likes. Right?
What were some of the examples they give to back up their claims?
I mean, there's a lot of ICE talk in there. This mm-hmm. is kind of like an immigration themed batch of topics that I sent you this time. But I kind of take issue with that because it's technically not your or my or you know, any of the listeners' civic freedoms that are being trampled. It's more the freedom of people who aren't supposed to be here being taken away from them, which I.
Yeah.
Last I checked wasn't a right, but I don't know. I'd have to ask them because they're the experts, right? So I don't
Meanwhile,
know.
Meanwhile, the rest of us who actually live here I don't find it very authoritarian knowing that now I can actually buy a car again that isn't electric and that, you know, right. Car prices will be able to come down because we're not going to have these ridiculous cafe standards and they won't be made of basically paper mache so that I might survive if I'm ever, you know, to crash, right. God forbid. So for us and that I can have a shower with actual water pressure again, like, I don't particularly think of that as authoritarianism, Bill.
No, I actually consider that, if anything, a blessing of liberty. You know, I'm glad you brought up those cafe standards, too, because these have been one of these things it's something I've been like nerding out about for like a while, too long, probably. And I'm so glad that they're are they fully sunsetted or are they just being rolled back?
Rolling them back in a big, big way. And it's fantastic, okay. too, because, you know, I've talked to a number of people in the automotive industry who've said that all of this was designed to kill the combustion engine, to kill gas powered cars, all of it. And that's now going away. So thank God.
And what it does is it actually increases the price of cars, even if you're buying like a fuel efficient car, whatever.
Right.
It hurts a lot of these companies because the way they do it is it has to be like the fleet average of all the cars that they release or like create in a given year. Right. So if you're Dodge, if you're making trucks, you're not going to suddenly make like some bulbous monstrosity that still somehow functions as a pickup truck. Right. That's like nobody's going to buy that. Dodge has like a specific look and a specific brand that they care about. And so what they do instead is they come up with the Dodge Dart and they manufacture like 200,000 of those puppies and they sit in a lot somewhere because that increases the average fuel economy of all of the vehicles that they produce. And then they just turn them into scrap, you know, when they're done, because they're not expecting to sell them because nobody really wants a Dodge Dart.
Then what they did is they said they started to change the formula so that you had to sell a certain number of them. So then car dealers weren't even allowed to keep certain cars on the lot because people would go on the lot and they wouldn't buy the Dodge Dart. They'd buy the Dodge Ram. And then Dodge was saying, well, you can't do that. So you can't put those cars even out because people were buying them. So you're not allowed to actually show them the stuff that they want. You have to show them the stuff that they don't want because we have to meet our quota here. I mean, it was insane. It's almost like you're making this up.
I know it's ridiculous. It's imagine going onto a lot and saying, I'd like a truck. And the salesman goes, well, can I interest you in a piece of crap? Yeah. That's basically the end result of the CAFE standard. And that's that, like, Dodge knows that it's kind of a piece of crap car, right? But they have to make it, and they have to try to sell it and force it down some unsuspecting customer's throat because the Obama government said this is what you're going to do from now on. And
it's when Clark Griswold wants the family truckster back. And then, you know, or wants his car back. He doesn't want the family truckster, and, you know, they bring it back, right. And it's already been pancaked, you know? It's like, all right, well, I guess I'll take the family truckster now. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that.
Yeah, wow, Clark Griswold. It is that time of the year. I guess it's time to dust off the Christmas Vacation VHS for me. That's like an annual watch at the D'Agostino household.
You better. It was just, I think somebody said it was either the best Christmas movie ever or at least in the top five. No question about it. So definitely. You got to do that. Well, speaking of ICE, your favorite team, you have a clip from MS Now. How's MS Now doing, by the way? Are they killing it or what? Are they beating Fox News yet?
Check back later. Maybe they will eventually. You know, it's still early. They've got, you know, there's a lot of season left to play for MS Now. I mean, well, sister network NBC is doing fine. They're still killing it in the nightly news viewership. But yeah, MS Now, not a whole lot of change as far as ratings goes. Although I assume they probably dropped briefly right when the rebranding landed because some people didn't recognize the name and they said, "What is this?" And they, you know, I want the Maddow show, and they flipped off, flipped back to CNN or something. But other than that, yeah, no real ratings change. Believe it or not.
I'm shocked. We're all shocked by that. All right. So what is this clip now that MS Now celebrated a grandma?
Oh yeah, that's a real burying the lead MS Now kind of headline that you just gave me. Yeah. So they're celebrating this boomer grandma who is following ICE around in her car. And taking a photo and then posts it to a Facebook group and like a couple of other messaging boards to warn illegal aliens in the area of where ICE is. And this is being framed as incredibly patriotic and heroic work by the brilliant minds over at MS Now.
All right, let's take a watch. Cut 28.
In New Orleans, heightened fear as federal agents enforce President Trump's immigration crackdown. But one local grandmother is rolling up her sleeves and pushing back. 71-year-old Reverend James Malden says her faith drives her to keep her community informed and safe. So she trails ICE agents patrolling the city's streets, alerting people of their whereabouts on social media.
She's doing what so many others are doing here, which is ICE verifying, ICE spotting, as it's called. And the way that it works is that you're in a Facebook group, you're in a WhatsApp group, you'll hear an eyewitness report of a potential federal agent in the area, and she'll go and drive to that area, take a picture of a car that she suspects to be ICE, report it back into those Facebook groups, into those WhatsApp groups, as a means of letting the community know to shelter in place and to stay safe, but also by letting DHS and ICE know that they're being watched. And we're actually at the scene of one of these reports right now. Why is it so important for you to be doing what you're doing, and how does your faith drive what you're doing here today?
Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel said, "The opposite of love is not hatred, it is indifference." And I believe my faith in action drives me to love, to be present, to witness and care for my neighbors, and I love my country dearly. I want my children, my grandchildren, and their grandchildren to have the similar democracy to what I have.
But none of these people can vote, Bill, so how can they bring democracy? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's a good question, right? Also, I just want to say that last clip, there is no way that was the first take. Zero chance. Nope. she is so prepared, right? She gets an on the fly question and immediately launches into Elie Wiesel. No, that was they tried that a couple of times, guaranteed.
And why do you think they went with Elie Wiesel? Out of curiosity, is there a link to something? You think?
I don't know. I mean, I'd be careful there, because it's I don't think I've ever caught MS Now talking about the Holocaust. It's it's sort of something that that they try to avoid.
You don't hear them make Nazi comparisons to this administration, or
that's too gauche for the
I guess they thought maybe it was a little more subtle than Anne Frank. I guess basically, you know, that's what I'm going with here.
A little more literary, I think, maybe. Yeah, who knows. Who knows, right? But yeah, no, just remarkable. I mean, the whole thing. That what's really galling about this, though, is the people who are abetting illegal aliens and hampering law enforcement in the carrying out of their legal, lawful responsibilities are so brazen that they're going on TV and bragging about it, right? Showing their faces. This isn't like one of these, it's a dark room and you just see a silhouette and you hear like some heavily modded, like, well, yeah, I drive around in my car, you know, like spooky voice or whatever. And she's just waving at the camera, right? And jubilantly, but talking about Elie Wiesel and whatever. It is so galling that it's this open, right? I mean, did we just watch the commission of a crime? I have no idea. I'm not a lawyer, but it didn't feel like you're supposed to be doing that, although who knows?
Well, you know, Bill DiAgostino, Media Research Center, the other thing I was thinking of is, does she do this with other law enforcement, or is it just ICE? Like, does she stop DEA from arresting drug dealers? Does she stop the cops from arresting a guy who's got a warrant out, you know, for beating up his wife? I mean, or does she just impede law enforcement when it's dealing with immigrations and customs enforcement? Because that would have been my follow-up question. Like, do you do this with all agencies, or is it just the one? Because a woman like you, with your talents and your skills and how loquacious you are, you really should expect. Banned. Have you ever thought about impeding ATF's work, for example, and maybe stopping them from getting all those illegal guns off the streets, or legal guns off the streets, for that matter?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If she wants to start impeding ATF, maybe she next puff piece on her. But as far as the rest of those agencies, yeah, I think it's just ICE. And I presume it's because the very network that she was just featured on told her that that's the network that she's supposed, or that's the agency that she's supposed to hate. And if she's not getting her news from MS Now, from some other MS Now, right? She's getting it from the Daily Kos, or from, you know, her purple haired granddaughter who's in college, right? Or whatever. It's all the same thing.
I was going to say, she also impedes the work of TSA. She helps people smuggle in bottles of water so that they don't have to pay for big water. So that's going to be, and she does that. She just, you know, she's like very, very much like what Viktor Frankl wrote about, a man's search for meaning. You know, that's why she does that. So
search for meaning. Yeah, no, there is no greater meaning, I think, than smuggled water through TSA. I think he wrote that, actually. That might be an apocryphal quote that we'll have to figure that out.
Of course, she would never read that book because it's man's search for meaning. So she immediately thinks that Viktor Frankl is a sexist pig. So it's not like, you know, that book's going to be opened up anytime soon. You have a clip from CNN, and they had Tom Homan on. So what was that one about?
Yeah, whenever the government is doing things that the news media, corporate news media, don't like, they generally go to great pains to the government is in charge of executing that task and explain to them why, you know, you really don't need to bother. It's fine. Like, just leave it alone. Right. Like, do you remember Martha Raddatz on ABC when she was complaining to, I think it was to J.D. Vance, that there was only a handful of apartment complexes in Colorado that had been taken over by Tren de Aragua. Right. She was like, a handful. Handful. And it's like, oh, okay, well, it's only a handful, then by all means, continue. This is kind of the same vibe as that.
All right, let's take a listen. Cut 29.
I've talked to several state and local officials who've said that the number of Somali immigrants who are living in the U.S. illegally there is very, very small, and that this is about scaring people more than it is about arresting criminals. So what have you actually accomplished with this operation so far in Minnesota?
Well, we're just starting, and I disagree with the fact when people No, even we don't know how many illegal Somalis there are, because remember, in the last 4 years in Joe Biden, there's over 2 million gotaways, known gotaways, people caught on video, drone traffic, or sensor traffic that crossed the border illegally and weren't apprehended, weren't vetted. And so, you know, what President Trump's doing, fixing the last 4 years of the open border, where millions of people are released in this country, many we don't know who they are. So we're going to do the same thing we in the Twin Cities we've done across the nation. We're going to focus on those illegal alien public safety threats in these cities. And you know, if they weren't a sanctuary city, I mean, many of these people would be apprehended in a safety and security of the county jail. But because they're a sanctuary city, we got to send more resources there to flood the zone, because it takes a whole team to find somebody in the community, where it would take one agent to arrest one bad guy in a county jail. So this is exactly what President Trump promised American people were going to do, and that's what we're doing.
Bill, thoughts?
He handles her very well there, right?
Very,
I mean,
patient.
I would have, very patient is a good way to put it. I would have been a lot more gobsmacked by what she said there. I mean, it's so obvious what they're trying to do, right? Now that there's all the Somali fraud coming out, many Minnesota Democrats either turning a blind eye or in some cases accused to have in some way benefited, allegedly anyway. They're basically trying to hide the ball and say, okay, well, the real story here is now Somalians are scared. So that's where we're Somalians are scared, and we'll bring in the big scary guy from ICE to answer for why he's made it his job to scare Somalians, right? And of course, the question is never asked in the minds of CNN, well, how does this affect America, right? It's only ever, how does this affect the people who aren't supposed to okay with this, or do they feel upset? Because if they're feeling upset, that's a big problem for Dana Bash.
You know, it's, I was also thinking of it too from the perspective of if they would just cooperate with law enforcement, we wouldn't have to be doing this, because that's the other thing. And just like how they were able to perpetuate the fraud for years and years, because the minute that somebody would try to call it out, they'd say, ah, racist, you're racist.
Right.
And they would back down. We're doing the same. They're doing the exact play, but in the opposite. So now it's, to get away from talking about the fraud, we're going to talk about how you're racist for going after the people who perpetuated the fraud. And you're also racist for deporting people who happen to be Somali. So it's literally exactly what the threat always was, to keep people from shining a spotlight on this and exposing the fraud. They knew it was there, but the Somali political power is very strong there. I mean, it was Ilhan Omar who would go to that restaurant, the Brother Lover, and now we know that she did marry her brother, according to the Daily Mail, so it's official. The Brother Lover would go there and have events, and this guy stole $12 million, had phantom meals for people during COVID. He's Somali, but I guess, you know, we can't touch him because that's racist. And I just wish our people had thought of that when the FBI was coming after us and said, why are you coming after all these Italian Americans, you racist bastards?
Right. I mean, see, but here's the thing. Here's the thing is, if that had happened, there'd still be a lot more corruption. There'd still be like more of an Italian mob working than there is right now.
Right?
I mean, that's kind of the thing. Right. And so now.
Like, if Al Capone was alive today, he could have just screamed back then and been like, this is racist, Your Honor. These people just hate Italians. It's just not fair.
Right, right. And then, okay, well, sorry about that. We didn't know. We'll get you right out of Alcatraz, Mr. Capone. Absolutely. Right away. Also, it's Capone. Remember, we've been over this.
Alfonso Capone.
Yeah, sorry. The real accent is using the hand. That's the old joke that my grandfather used to tell. What do you call it when an Italian loses both of his hands? A speech impediment. And my family is very much evidence that that is a true thing. But yeah, on topic of the whole crime wave, deliberately avoid an entire ethnic block of people because you think it's racist to go after them, then inevitably some degree of corruption that exists is going to fester. And then suddenly there's way more of it than there could have been, right? Than there would have been if you just gone after it initially. And so now it's like, oh, okay, why is the Trump administration all the time? And it's because you never did anything. right? Mm-hmm. The second you saw Somali and you were like, oh, okay, well, skip that case. That one's not getting opened anytime soon. And so now there's way more of it. Like, surprise.
Follow Bill on X at band_Bill. And of course, follow the Media Research Center. Check out mrctv.org and newsbusters.org. And keep up the great work, my man. Until next time, ciao. Arrivederci.
Ciao, Bella.
Very good.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
It's the old joke of how do you get an Italian to stop talking? You tie up his hands. Tie his hands. That's how you get an Italian to shut up. Anyway. Terrible, terrible joke. All right, when we come back, we got a lot more to get to as the president prepares to go to beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. I don't know what they ever did with those champagne glass bathtubs, but if anyone has one from back in the day, if you're able to get one when they were selling them off or something, would you please let us know? Because I'd love to know. That is the thing that keeps me guessing all these things. And that is also the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Dr. Mike is a dentist that other dentists and doctors go to because of the level of care and excellence. Schedule your free dental implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or visit VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. And coming up, the question is, and I'll play what the president had to say, and would you buy a small car, a tiny car? I want you to weigh in on that straight ahead. But first, let me say about Emmons Roofing and Siding. Winter is here. It's winter time, baby, and it's cold out. And it's only going to get colder, and they're expecting a lot of snow this winter. Snow and ice can do terrible things to your home unless you are prepared. So reach out to my friends at Emmons today, because when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are craft and the craftsmanship are paramount. And Emmons is the absolute best. I used them to replace my roof years ago in my home. They did such a great job. I said, let's do the doors. Let's do the windows. They are outstanding in every way. And I know that you will be pleased with the great work that they do. All right. So what I want you to do is go to EmmonsRoofing.com right now. They are platinum certified by Owens Corning. What does that mean? That means you're going to get the Owens Corning shingle, best in the business, absolutely, and lifetime warranty on the workmanship as well as the materials. And Owens Corning takes this very seriously. They do spot checks on all of their platinum certified contractors to make sure that they're living up to those standards. So you will be happy. And the siding that they use, made right here in our area, the Owens Corning shingle, made right in Jersey. The windows and doors are also made in America. So you're going to get American products to improve your home and make it safe and secure this winter. And do it now before the storms get really, really bad and you'll be regretting it. And then Emmons gets really busy and you'll be like, oh, I wish I'd called them sooner. Don't wait. Reach out to them today. Make sure you tell them I sent you. EmmonsRoofing.com. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bam Moon on the rise, and the president's about to come to PA, all right? So he's coming to beautiful Mount Airy Lodge tonight in about 20 minutes or so. Assuming it starts on time, we'll bring it to you on time. If it doesn't, then we won't. We'll bring it to you when it happens, all right? And that's a good thing, because I'm excited to hear what the president has to say, and I would like to hear that. But I want to play something for you. I've got a couple things to play for you, actually. The president talking about Ilhan Omar in this Politico interview, cut number one from his conversation with Politico's Dasha Burns. Take a listen.
I want to see people that contribute. I don't want to see Somalia. I don't want to see a woman that, you know, marries her brother to get in and then becomes a congressman, does nothing but complain. All she does is complain. And yet her country's a mess. You know, it's one of the worst in the world. Let her go back, fix up her own country. Somalia, yeah, and I was right about it. You know, I started complaining about Somalia long before the scandal. The horrible things they're doing to Minnesota, it's incredible. They have an incompetent governor there, too. The Democrats are running some bad ships.
Yeah, they are. And there's going to be a lot more Democrat chaos in the times in the weeks to come. No doubt about that. So question is, would you drive a small car? The president made the announcement that we're going to have little cars coming in. I think we have a poll on this up on our YouTube chat, or people are asking Justin to post one. But in case you don't know, the president announced on Friday he has approved the manufacturing of what are known as tiny cars in the United States. All right. So here's President Trump. Cut 25. Take a listen.
If you go to Japan, where I just left, and if you go to South Korea and Malaysia and other countries, they have a very small car, sort of like the Beetle used to be with the Volkswagen. They're very small. They're really cute. And I said, how would that do in this country? And everyone seems to think good, but you're not allowed to build them. And I've authorized the secretary to immediately approve the production of those cars. So you'll be able to buy any. They really are. They're actually, some of them are really beautiful, actually.
All right. And then he authorizes the production of smaller compact cars. The president speaking at the Oval Office. Cut 26.
President Trump today announcing he has approved the manufacturing of tiny cars here in the United States. Tiny cars are popular in many countries with dense cities and high fuel costs. And in a Truth Social post, Trump wrote that manufacturers have long wanted to do this, similar to other countries. Trump said these vehicles can be powered by gasoline, electric, or hybrid technology. He described them as inexpensive, safe, fuel-efficient, and urged manufacturers to start building them immediately. Trump thanked the Department of Justice, Department of Transportation, and the Department of Environment for their role in the approval. The president didn't give details about regulatory changes, timelines, or which automakers are involved.
If you go to Japan, I just left, and if you go to South Korea...
You can cut it. Thank you. That's just basically... Thank you very much for that. I was asking Brian Krieger, who, of course, is the guy who owns... he and his wife, Cheryl, own Tri-County, which is our car sponsor, Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. I had asked him about the president, all the action he's taking on cars. And this is something that we chatted about with Bill D'Agostino before. And Brian said this to me, and remember, he's owned this family dealership right on 422 in Limerick, our official car sponsor. He said, I applaud the president for trusting consumers to decide what vehicles best suit their needs and budgets. The previous policy of $7,500 EV tax credits combined with aggressive CAFE standards that aim for a fleet average of roughly 50 miles a gallon by 2031, effectively forced both manufacturers and consumers into a rapid top-down shift toward electric vehicles before the market, infrastructure, and technology were fully ready. Rolling back these mandates to more realistic targets allows automakers to redirect R&D toward truly affordable vehicles, regardless of powertrain, and lets genuine consumer demand rather than government incentives or penalties determine the future mix of internal combustion, hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and fully electric vehicles. Basically, consumer choice is the key. And I think it's the same thing with the whole idea of these tiny little cars and these small cars and everything else. You know, if you want one, then, you know, go for it, knock yourself out, and then you'll be happy. Steve Pacraduni, our buddy in Washington Township, Gloucester County, my man, what's going on, Steve? How are you?
Hey, Rich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. You are a mechanic. The name of your shop is?
It's Ace Auto Repair.
Ace Auto Repair, which is in Belmar, New Jersey, but the one with the silent W, not the other Belmar.
Not the other Belmar. Yeah, no beaches in South Jersey down here. right off the Black Horse Pike. Sometimes we get a little floods, but no beach.
All right. Now, as a guy who's been in the automotive, how many years have you owned the repair shop?
Since 1988.
All right. You do that. And I should mention also, Steve was incredibly, you ran the a lot of races in Gloucester County, the Washington Township candidates. You were very involved in Jack Ciccarelli's campaign, and somehow you managed to also run a full-time business. What do you think, as a guy in the automotive industry, of the president's announcement on the cars?
This is fantastic, and it takes all the shackles off of my industry, and I'm so looking forward to people actually going out and, you know, buying these small cars, which are safe. The problem that we had is they were making our cars so light to meet these crazy gas mileage standards and actually making the cars less safe by putting all these composite parts on it, and they just fold up in an accident and it's not there. But a lot of these smaller cars have a bunch of safety feature in them. Of course, airbags are the best things ever for this, and they have crumple zones and everything, but if you can build them out of metal. But if you can't build them out of metal and they're trying to make, you know, 50, 60 miles to the gallon, which is insane, you cause problems with the safety issues. And, you know, the consumers should be able to buy which kind of car that they want. Hybrids were all the rage before. The government was actually giving subsidies on hybrids until some of these, you know, leftist nutcases came in and said, oh, they still use gasoline? And then they just stopped. They just stopped.
Oh, wait,
everybody
now,
wanted to go to EVs.
I'm curious about that. So you were saying that hybrids, that's the combination of electric and gas, right?
That's correct, yes. Yes.
And for a while, people were doing that, and then they got rid of those, basically?
Yep, they were just gone. It was just gone, and especially with Biden in there with these EV mandates, there's nothing wrong with an electric car if it works for you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work for everyone. They're very expensive. They're very expensive to maintain. A lot of people, a lot of people don't realize the tires, especially on some of these higher-end electric cars, only last about 15,000 miles, and they're $350 a piece. And then what do you do with the tire once it's worn out? It's crazy where, a normal gas power car, you can expect to get about 50,000 miles out of a tire. And they're not great for the environment, or they're not saving the planet. It's just a bill of goods to make us, dependent on energy that we don't have. We don't have the capacity to make that electricity, the whole thing. It was just dumb. I really just think these people want to hurt this country from inside and then ruin an entire auto industry, which is just dumb.
Steve, since you are a mechanic, I wanted to ask you too, like, you know, as you've seen cars over the years with these CAFE standards, have they resulted in cars having shorter lifespans? That's a question that I had.
So a lot of times, too, what's happening, they're making engines smaller and smaller and smaller to meet these CAFE standards. and they're trying to get more power out of these four-cylinder engines, and they're putting double turbos on them, which basically does reduce the life or expectancy of the engines and the turbos, and it just costs the consumers way more money to maintain these things and then fix them afterwards. And for the savings of what? We should be talking about emissions coming out of the tailpipe. I don't care if you have a V16. If nothing is coming out of the tailpipe and it only gets 10 miles to the gallon, what's the difference? We don't, burning gasoline that's if there's nothing is coming out of the tailpipe, and even if you're going a mile a gallon, who cares? It's not hurting the environment. And it was the wrong way to do it. They should go more towards zero emission cars, which we have. You know, I always tell the joke about, you buy a new Honda or Toyota today that's the ultra low emissions, you could put it in your garage and try to off yourself. You will starve to death before that happens. Like, nothing comes out the tailpipe, and there's no harmful emissions. And the government, government involvement in anything is a disaster, and especially mandating things. And it's not miles per gallon. You don't clean up the air by burning less fuel. You clean up the air by making sure that you have an ultra-low emission car where nothing is coming out of the tailpipe. And these engines today are that. They really, really are. And then the ultra-low emission vehicles, you should expect to get a couple hundred thousand miles out of the engine if you take care of it. It's just such falsehoods. And, it's funny. The gasoline retailers and a couple of other groups, lobbyists, we just get shut down so much because the government is so hell-bent on removing fossil fuels from everything in this country as they're ramping it up in every other country. It doesn't make sense to me at all.
Well, I'm glad you called. That's very insightful to hear. Now, you were also doing some hosting on our station on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Did you enjoy that?
I really did enjoy it. Yeah, it was great. It was great to be in there. It's a great experience to be in studio. And
we should do a car talk show like they used to have on NPR. What was that? What was that one called back then?
I was called the Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. And it was funny. It was a lot of humor, but those guys really knew about cars. They would help people, and I would love to do that. I mean, it'd be great. People can call and ask me car questions. It's basically, I've been working in garages since I was 12 years old, and I've owned my business forever, and we stay up to date on it. And what the president is doing, I'll go back to that, what the president is doing with the automotive industry, it's unleashing the power that we had in manufacturing. And it's not going to happen overnight. I know people are asking, we don't see everything happening. Well, the guy's been in office, 9 months, 10 months, whatever it's been now, or actually 11 months. And you can't fix this stuff overnight, but what he's doing is great. And then you're going to start to see the prices of cars come down, too, now. An average car is like, $45,000 is the average price. We should have been back in the 25s and the 20s when these small cars come in very quickly.
Switching gears to politics real quick, I just wanted to ask you, as we're looking towards 2026, it's hard to believe that we'll be talking about midterms already again and everything. What's the sense on the ground after November? Are people everybody kind of adjusting or still in a state of shock, or how are people feeling?
Well, I'm in New Jersey, and, we're still in a state of shock here. And, we were talking earlier about it, too, about, how the president, is getting out there and getting ahead of the midterms and campaigning. And I'll scream it again. If President Trump is not on the ballot for some odd reason, Republicans and even just Trump supporters, they I don't know how they're registered, but they don't come out. And they have to understand that, you need to come out for every single election. And a lot of these Trump supporters, like Trump got a lot of people involved in politics and got them out voting. You could see by the numbers over the last few presidential elections, but they're only voting on the presidential years. Yeah. We need these voters engaged in every single election. And it's a lot of work, and, we're out there doing it, but we need, the listeners' help. We need everyone's help. You got to say, hey, did you vote today? Like, your listeners are voting, but they need to tell 10 people, make sure you go out and vote today, or I'm scared that we're going to lose some seats in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, and we cannot afford to lose one congressional seat, or they'll be impeaching the president tomorrow.
Well said, my man. All right, thanks for calling the show, buddy. I appreciate it. CPAC Raduni. I will be talking to you very soon, my man.
I appreciate it, Rich. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks for your thoughts. Now,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At 855-839-1210 if you'd like to call in as well. But Justin, what are people saying on the YouTube chat? Would they buy one of these tiny cars?
They are not fans of
the tiny car.
I have a poll going right now. 19 votes. 68% say no, they would not drive a tiny car. A lot of people are worried about its survivability in a wreck, which, I mean, I get, because, you know, I when I went to Japan, all I saw was the tiny cars. They're everywhere. But personally, I think they're... I don't think they're... The use case for a tiny car is, like, if you live out in the sticks like I do, you know, you got, like, 5 miles to your nearest neighbor. But I think it's really useful for, like, a big city like Philadelphia, especially when it comes to parking on street, like, street can get congestion. Like, you go through some of those neighborhoods in South Philly trying to navigate through those back streets, and you got people in, like, pickup trucks, and you can barely fit through there. So I think, like, in a big city like Philadelphia, New York, L.A., there's a really good argument for driving one of these little tiny cars.
Interesting. Yes, Matt?
Oh, I was just agreeing with Justin. I rarely agree with Justin publicly, but I think he's correct. That's more of a vehicle that you would use in a city, and probably not in the suburbs. The city, it's perfect because you don't really need it to accelerate beyond 60 miles per hour. Parking becomes a lot easier. You're not relying upon it for road trips or for, you know, hauling a lot of cargo. But yeah, suburbs, probably going to want to steer away from the smaller vehicle. Or if you have a large family, obviously.
Well, all right. Well, I'll tell you one thing, though. To Steve's point about what Susie Wiles said, and this is why the president is coming to the United States. He's going to campaign like it's 2024. We'll play that again in the 6 o'clock hours to get ready for the president to come in. But Matt, you like the Waymos. You like the driverless cars, right?
I do like the driverless cars. They're convenient. I don't believe they're in very many cities yet. I'm hoping that they'll end up in Philadelphia at some point, but they're convenient in Scottsdale.
Yeah. And they're convenient for getting through police barricades, too. Well, we know that.
Yeah, so. they're known to drive through police standoffs occasionally. There was another video. Actually, I almost put it on the cut sheet, but it wasn't great audio-wise. A video of Waymo. I guess there was flooding in an area. The Waymo didn't recognize the flooding and ended up driving right through this giant puddle. So that's not great either. I haven't had any issues, and I use them all the time.
Jimmy Fallon had a great joke. He said, a driverless car is it's like a hooker. It's a great idea until you get inside. So
I mean, I'm not surprised that there are these random incidents, because the estimates that I saw, that as of now, Waymo is providing 250,000 rides per week, and we're only seeing one or two. I wouldn't even call them disasters. They're more like inconveniences, although I guess in the case of the police drive-thru, you could theoretically be shot, so that maybe is a disaster. Yeah. But
and you could also drown. You know, there's also that. So
it wasn't,
you know,
that much water.
Well,
you would have just gotten your pants wet.
I'm not very tall, and neither are you, by the way, last time I checked. All right, well, listen, the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneri of Veneria Dental. It's not about cost. It's about care and commitment to dental excellence. Schedule your appointment with Dr. Mike today. Get the level of care you deserve. Visit VeneriaDental.com. We will get into our fourth and final hour. We'll take the president live from beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. But now is the time for you to make those holiday party plans. Don't just do the same old, same old. Come on. You want to do something totally different, something unique, something unforgettable, something everybody will be talking about for years. We'll bring the group together. I'm talking about a private party at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey, Gloucester County. Dates are filling up fast. You got to book soon, okay? Whether it's a family gathering or just your crew looking to celebrate in style, Bob's Little Sports Shop offers a one-of-a-kind experience everyone will be talking about. Bob's offers private range access, group packages that fit your budget. Bob's instructors are ready. They're NRA-certified range safety officers, and they know what they're doing, which means you don't have to have any experience. You don't have to be an experienced shooter. You don't need a firearms ID card, but no drugs or alcohol allowed on premises. That's the only downside, but really probably a good idea anyway. They'll make sure your group has a great time, an unforgettable time, and everybody is learning how to fire properly and has a fun time while doing it. So lock in your date now. Call my friends at Bob's Little Sports Shop, my go-to place for all things Second Amendment, all things freedom and liberty. You will love it there. Just visit BobsLittleSportsShop.com and do it now, because these dates are filling up. Makes a great idea for the holidays, New Year's. You want to ring in the new year. If anybody's doing dry January, which is I don't recommend, but, you know, maybe they want to do something fun. Bob's Little Sports Shop will cheer everybody up, that's for sure. It's on Delsey Drive in Glassboro. It's a great place to go. Best selection of firearms anywhere. And don't forget, Bob's gift cards make a great gift. And for every $100 you spend, you get $10 in Bob's bucks you can use for 2026. All right? BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.